Celebrating its 10th birthday, the annual Student Pride comes to your campus. From Aberdeen to Falmouth, Marylebone Campus is hosting students across the nation, celebrating all things lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans. Hear it all here on Smoke Radio.
At Marylebone Campus, we can't say that enough because that's where we want you to be, that's where the party's at.
It is where the party's at, we're all partying and...
It's a good atmosphere, it's a good atmosphere. We're sort of in this giant warehouse type, it looks very grungy.
If you can't get down, which I would be crying if I were you if you can't get down here, but if you can't, we've got the live blog where there's going to be pictures and tweets and vines and loads of things going on at smokeradio.co.uk. You can watch it all on the Student Pride website, which is studentpride.co.uk/live.
There's a great lineup here. We've got Evan Davis doing the trans chat with Paris Lees and Fox and Lewis from My Transsexual Summer. That's later. There's the Warwick Rowers on stage today as well. I know a lot of people will be very excited about that. I am. And at 4, the Great Student Bake Off with John Waite and Zoe Lyon.
Time for tea with Evan Davis, Paris Lees, Ruben and Fox.
Some of us think it has been a very important couple of years for the T in LGBT. Something has happened, and I think quite a lot of what happened is Paris sitting next to me.
I was facing abuse in the street. I felt really isolated at university. I faced family rejection, and actually having the state saying actually who you are is okay really actually meant something to me, as pathetic as that sounds.
What are the boys doing at the moment?
I don't know. They seem to be holding these transfer tattoos that have been handed out. I think they're going to go put them on.
Ben, what does yours say?
I believe, if I can read backwards, mine says tasty and yummy.
It's a bit of a compliment for you.
A bit of an overstatement.
Michael, what tattoo are you getting?
Mine says trophy boy. I don't really know what that means, but...
So I'm here with John Amici. As you're a sports star, or a retired sports star yourself, do you think that the progression in LGBT people in sports is getting better?
There are some notable examples that people can talk about, you know, from Hitzelberger to Daly. There are people who've come out, but that's not the same as two dots doesn't make a trend.
So we're looking at the cake now. It's not looking very attractive, is it?
It looks like something my cat might have dragged in.
Student pride in a pudding. That's what it says. We're going to call it the put that in your pipe and smoke it Putin pudding. It's a stand up against Russian anti-gay propaganda laws at the moment. It says so much.
You want the green pepper team to win. Please put up your green peppers now. Two people. Three.
We're not putting those peppers.
Four
up.
Votes for green peppers. Five, six votes.
No, I'm tomato.
Actually,
no, I'm not.
I think tomato wins. Congratulations, Zoe's team. What an amazing
tomatoes!
Cake. How would you describe your cake?
Harry Bell being thrown into the crowd.
They're loving it.
You're listening to a special Smoke Radio podcast looking at the best bits of Student Pride. We're joined by the president of the LGBT Society, Bridget Nakomo. Why was Student Pride so important for the students here at Westminster?
Because it shows that Westminster is capable of holding a safe space for LGBT students. We can use Student Pride to kind of carry on our aim, which is for University of Westminster to be a constant safe space for LGBT students, not just on one weekend, but every single day in classes. And Student Pride is just a way for us to begin that.